This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party-line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you thought February was cold, you're right. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The United States is recording its coldest February temperatures in more than 30 years. A report from NOAA shows last month saw the lowest February temperatures the nation had since 1989. This February ranked among the top 10 coldest Februaries recorded in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The weather was especially brutal in Texas, where dozens of people died from extreme cold, snow, and ice.
The lowest natural temperature ever recorded on Earth is minus 89.2 degrees Celsius, or minus 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit. It happened at the Soviet Vostok Station in Antarctica in July of 1983. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday signed a Republican-backed law, SF-413, to limit absentee voting, shorten early voting, and close the polls earlier on Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
California retail stores may be asked to eliminate separate sections for boys' and girls' toys, clothing, and child care items if a bill introduced last month by Democrats in the California state legislature becomes law. The bill, co-authored by Democrat Assembly members Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia, said it would require retail department stores with 500 or more employees to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor where the majority of items being offered are displayed, regardless of whether they're an item traditionally marked for either boys or girls. The bill proposes fines up to $1,000 for stores that do not comply. Gasoline prices under President Biden's leadership will continue to go through the roof. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 5-cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74.
Crude oil prices, not demand, is driving up costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Happy Tuesday, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Boy, I'll tell you, we've had some great coverage here, you know, this entire day. Topics opening up with Adam Angieski from Open the Books as he broke down the details of that $1.9 trillion stimulus. And, of course, it's been passed by the Senate now to the House to see what they can do to come to some sort of agreement there. I'm sure some of the things that the Senate eliminated, they're going to want to put back in. But regardless, as Adam broke it down, I mean, it's just disgusting. You know, a tenth of our economy once again taken over by the Democrats to supposedly do something about COVID, but it's to do something more, which we knew this was going to happen. As soon as they opened up the vault, they were going to do what they could to heal these Democratic states. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. And I know for some people, you kind of resent that we're pointing out the obvious here. But that's what it is. I mean, they are taking care of their own, and they're paying back favors. The same thing that would happen under Barack Obama, you know, these supposedly shovel-ready jobs. But forget about the shovel-ready jobs that never happened. Not so much shovel-ready, he laughed about afterwards. But, you know, but it definitely was to pay off, you know, some political favors. I mean, the favors that were incredible, you know, Peter Schweitzer, in my discussion with him back then, was that for every dollar, how would you like this deal? I mean, for every dollar, and we're talking about Barack Obama, for every dollar his packagers, you know, raised for him, they got $25,000 back. Boy, you know, don't you love politics? I mean, this is what happens. This is, you know, like John Zemerick was saying, it's so loaded with corruption. And Larry Klayman, the same way, it's just like, look, if we don't take this back, and there is this, and it's more than an idea. I mean, it is codified that it's about we the people, and we do have remedy. But we cannot just fold our tents and accept it, because it will continue to steamroller along and, you know, do us under, along with our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, you know, generations forward. Because it's not about serving the people. Clearly, it's not. You know, this is all about power and money. Well, the national director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens, she is with us right now, Maria Espinoza. Maria, welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on, Bill.
Well, Maria, Joe Biden, I mean, boy, the mistakes that he has made in the first 100 days of his presidency are astounding. I mean, it's like, let's ignore the facts. Let's ignore what was working. And let's return to the Obama days and re-embrace policies that didn't work then. I mean, so much so that people are coming to the border with T-shirts saying, Biden, Joe Biden, let us in. I mean, come on. This is all, you know, self-inflicted, this chaos that's going at the border to such a degree that, you know, we're sending out human missiles, you know, carrying this pandemic so irresponsibly into the inner sanctuary of our country. I mean, this is absurd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the occupier in the White House, Joe Biden, because this election, if there were no cheating, he would not be there and we would be on our way to a secure America. You know, as soon as he got in, and we knew this was coming, if Biden, any leftist got in the White House, in the place of authority and power, we knew that he was going to open up the border. You know, he removed the Remain in Mexico policy that was so effective for President Trump. You know, he changed the Title 42, you know, which is the Public Health Service Act that where the CDC could order the agent to deport quickly these asylum seekers or these invaders.
Right.
You know, so this is a huge, like you mentioned, you know, these illegal aliens wearing T-shirts. I mean, they knew exactly what they would get with Joe Biden at the helm. So now we're looking at, you know, record-breaking numbers right now of illegal aliens entering. I mean,
well, look at the numbers of unaccompanied minors coming in. I mean, this is
right
through the roof, Maria.
They tripled in the last 2 weeks alone. And look, we're on, you know, in the numbers that we're seeing right now, and it was over 100,000 illegal aliens just in last month. And that is more. We're on pace to have more in illegal aliens here combined, meaning 2018, 2019, and 2020 numbers.
Well, and where's
a huge crisis?
Exactly. And where's AOC? I mean, she was so concerned about the children being taken care of, and now they're re-embracing this terrible policy that was brought to us by the Obama administration. And now you have these kids. I mean, they can't even process them fast enough. They've overwhelmed the system once again, Maria, which you've reported on time and time again. I mean, this is absolute insanity.
It is. This is human trafficking. We're allowed, our government is culpable here in this human trafficking. And remember how the children coming across were with adults, not even their relatives, and, you know, little girls placed on birth control pills because they knew these smugglers and coyotes would rape them. This is insanity. You're right. Where is AOC and the rest of her squad defending children and women, young girls. So this is insanity. And here we are, as Americans, you know, what can we do? You know, we can call our representatives, but so important also, Bill, is to identify and assist these America First candidates.
Yes.
Let me jump over and tell you what Texas is doing. You know, Representative Brian Slayton has filed HB 2862 that will allow Texas to build the wall on our southern border with Mexico. Mm. With our own funds, we can get reimbursed and ask the federal government for reimbursement later. We e-verify, and we also name the wall the Donald J. Trump Wall. And it's on our website because we have to assist our legislators and help ourselves. We can't depend, obviously, on the federal government and the occupier in the White House. That's not going to work. And those like AOC and Pelosi and McConnell. And remember, they're all working with the help of the Republicans who are America last.
Exactly.
Paul Ryan, He did us absolutely no favor, and I put a lot of these problems on his shoulders.
Well, they're ready to pass a bill here, Maria, that's going to take over a tenth of our economy in this latest stimulus, near $2 trillion worth. And what is going, any of that money going to the border security whatsoever?
Yeah, I don't see that. And, you know, that's another issue. There was a letter written by 23, unfortunately, it was only 23 Republicans.
I'll tell you what, let's pick it up because we got to go to break. We've got more from Maria Espinosa after this. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Maria Espinosa is with us, the National Director of the Remembrance Project. Maria, what is happening at our border? I mean, it's so heartbreaking. You and I have discussed this so many times. Because of the people that are involved here, I mean, you get these heart-bleeding liberals, you know, for the sake... I'm not even sure, you know, how they... how they really assess the real issue, and if they're truly heart bleeding, or if it's just some other issue, if it's even worse, that it's all about, crushing the middle class of America and crushing our values by overwhelming our border and overwhelming the people. I mean, what galls me is that even to this day, whenever they talk about illegals being in the country, they use that old number they've been using for the last 20 years, 11 million people. It's like, wait a minute, it's got to be up to 30 now.
Right.
I got to believe. I mean, just common sense would tell you, but they still use that. And of course, it just tells you right off the bat how much credibility the mainstream media has because they repeat that stupid number.
Right. I was very surprised to see that number again, when we were already using 20 to 25, maybe up to 35 million illegal aliens here in the United States. And here they are going backwards. This is unbelievable. So it tells that your listeners out there how much they want to hide what's really going on right underneath our noses, and they're doing nothing about it as slowly our country, and more quickly now that Biden is in office, is being destroyed from within.
Mm-hmm. Well, what really, you know, as you see it, and you and your husband and the team, I mean, you have been living this right at the ground level for a number of years. What is the point? I mean, you know, the Republicans say, well, Democrats are just letting in future voters. It seems to be more diabolical than this.
I agree. And that's why, you know, we've continued working with the Remembrance Project. This was our 12th year, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought this would be an organization that would last over a few years, because we thought we would raise enough awareness that our legislators would understand what's going on. This is a national security issue. I mean, all across the board, illegal immigration affects education, our resources, every single issue that you can think about, because of the mass number of people who want to come to the United States but want to break our laws. You know, they care nothing for our Constitution and our system of government, all of that. That is America, which we know will be destroyed. And it is, as you can see, is being destroyed before our eyes. But, you know, the most egregious of all of illegal immigration is a loss of life.
Right.
That is the foundation of America, our family unit. And here we've seen it destroyed. And as you've talked with some of them, angel moms and dads and angel families with the Remembrance Project, and they can tell you there is a ripple effect that many of the families do not recover.
Yeah.
And
how do you bear that, Maria? You know, every time there's a family meeting, there's dinner, there's an empty chair. I mean, till the day you die, you're carrying that pain with you.
Yes, and it is crippling to them, and it just makes you want to cry. But thank God for prayer, and we do what we can, because we don't want to see our fellow Americans suffering.
And for them, there's no remedy, Maria. I mean, it's tough enough that you're sitting there dealing with this, and you're going, but they refuse to do anything about it.
Yes, and they feel hopeless and helpless, and their own government, they say, murdered or killed their child because they failed to act and to protect them. They are the taxpayer. They are the citizen. They are paying, doing all the right things and voting and all. And guess what? It's all taken away. They feel very disillusioned, but, you know, we beg everyone to stay within what they can suffer through. Don't watch the news. You know, just do what you can in your little space. And it does work. You know, just think, if we weren't around and God hadn't moved us to create the Remembrance Project, and I can't tell you how many times people told us not to do this, we just trudge forward. And here Donald Trump came across, and got into the race for the presidency, and we would still be unknown in the Angel moms and dads, unknown to this day, if Donald J. Trump had not run for the presidency and said those words when he came down the escalator and embraced the Remembrance Project and the families.
Exactly.
He has a he's a very compassionate man, and we absolutely miss him. But it's all up to us, too, Bill, that we have to do our own work and do our part.
Maria, both you and I are of Mexican descent, and we understand clearly both sides of the coin here, not only as Americans, but even the people who are coming here, who are being taken advantage of by the coyotes and under threat to enter into sex trafficking and mule running, drug mule running and the sort. And what they're doing, I mean, to these people, they're really not giving them a fair chance to come in and enter into this country. I mean, this is why we have immigration laws, to ensure that people have a fair shot to assimilate and to be successful and to be contributing agents to, boy, I'll tell you, the greatest dream that has ever been given to anybody by God himself.
Absolutely. And, you know, yes, my father immigrated from Mexico the right way. He was a ranch hand and a lumber mill worker, and he saw the opportunity to open a restaurant. He knew nothing about the restaurant industry. He opened that restaurant and then another and another. And assimilated, and, you know, here I am. You know, Latina, and we created America First Latinos in 2015, you know, and the Remembrance Project here. So we're doing all that we can to save this country. But millions of Americans and legal residents came here the right way. And that's all that we're asking for.
Exactly.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, because if they come in the shadows, I mean, what do? And where do they end up? You know, we've been saying over and over again, it's not like they go and they go into Nancy Pelosi's zip code. They go into these Hispanic communities because that's what they're more familiar with. And in some cases, they end up tormenting these local communities. This is why so many Hispanics came out in record number to support Donald Trump, because he got it. He had the empathy and compassion, which is amazing to me because, of course, that's one of the things Democrats, you know, claim that the president had no empathy or compassion. You're going, man, are you deluded? I mean, you're absolutely lying to yourself and you're lying to people by suggesting that. And that's why it was such a shock to them to see how many people of color, whether it was black or brown, were turning to Donald Trump because they were saying, he gets me. He understands what's going on. And sadly, with his exit, you know, these very same people feel disenfranchised and not represented any longer.
Correct. And I've received so many emails and text messages, more so just in the past 6 months than I have probably in this past 5 years, from people who are feeling just like you described but want to know what to do. And we just tell them, just continue working, stay in touch, go to our website. You know, we will be off Facebook here soon and Twitter. So we just want to direct people to our website, theremembranceproject.org, and look on there for information. And, yes, we always need volunteers and, of course, donations, because we also file amicus briefs, Bill. We are battling in the courts. We're on the ground. We're in local state houses. So we are in the courts and doing everything that we can possibly think to do to help our country and help save lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can see this. I mean, this is what For the People looks like, okay? Not for the politician. We got a lot of things coming out of D.C. It's all about the politicians. This is ground-level stuff based on experience, based on reality, and what is happening. And what's happening at our southern border is a self-inflicted wound by these power mongers that think they know better, when their policies, Maria, time and again have proven to be false and ineffective, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Governor Abbott just put forth Operation Lone Star, but I'll tell you what, that's a little bit way too late, you know, too little too late, because we asked Governor Abbott in 2015 to go into a compact agreement, and he absolutely just refused. So there are a lot of America First candidates out there that would need your support.
She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project. Rememberanceproject.org is where you want to go. Maria Espinosa, thank you, Maria.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party-line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, the Democrats love the outcome of the 2020 election so much that they said, hey, look, we just have to codify, you know, this brilliant result. And so they thrust upon the people H.R. 1, all under the guise that it's for the people when it's actually, more as some said, you know, for the politician. Horace Cooper is with us now, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here. So what do you make of this H.R. 1? I mean, of course, it goes through the House pretty much along party lines. I think there was one Democrat that came over and said, no, this is a little too much. It's jumping the shark. But look, at the Democrats liked the results of 2020, said, hey, look, if we can codify this, we'll have this country be forever Democrat.
There are a number of problems with H.R. 1. There are core constitutional violations that are involved, and something that is premised on our whole government and our country's existence, the notion that people will be able to decide who their elected officials are going to be and what policies are going to be adopted. We call that self-government.
Right.
H.R. 1's purpose is to divest the people from self-government and instead put their betters in their place. Here's what Gallup says. If you ask Americans, just adults, would you like to keep more of the money that you make? Over 70% of adults say yes. Would you like for the government to make it harder or easier for you to work and achieve your ends, even if that means it makes it easier for your employer? Again, over 70% of adults say they would like for government to not be so regulatory. Mm-hmm. And then if you ask them, would you like for government to take the money that you're making, some of it, and give to people who are either refusing to work or in some other way manipulating the system, nearly 80% of adults say they don't want that. Well, guess who does want that? Ghost voters seem to overwhelmingly support the opposite of this agenda. Convicts seem to overwhelmingly support the opposite of this agenda. Illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be participating seem to overwhelmingly support this. These forces come in and they swamp the polling site so as to make it impossible for actual living, breathing citizens to take the steps that they believe are in their own best interest.
Exactly. And this has been the debate forever, is that why are we letting people vote? I mean, you know, people who are relying on government handouts, that is their mere existence. That's what it's based on. And yet they're influencing. And so how, you know, to me, it brings up a curious perspective and a question of who's stuffing the ballot box here. Because going back to what you're saying, Horace, I mean, you look back in the primaries, the Democratic primaries, 70% of the Democrats themselves negated. I mean, they rejected what was being offered. So now we go into the general and somehow we get 80%. What happened here?
So on a typical presidential election day, 60% of Americans turn out to vote. One of the number one reasons Americans give for not voting is that they say their vote won't count. Well, we had about 66% turnout on in 2020, and the reason we had, quote, 66% is because we had jurisdictions in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in parts suburban Atlanta, in Georgia. Mm-hmm. We had turnouts that exceeded 90%. There are even instances where they exceeded 100%. This does not leave people with confidence that our system relies upon, that they're going to be able to take the decisions, look, sit down with their own family, and decide what the policies are going to be. You just showed, we saw during the primary, when asked for full-throttle socialism, even Democrats said, no, that's not what we want.
Exactly.
And yet, if H.R. 1 is adopted, we will continue down a path where we get this elevated numbers of participation without having to tie them in any way to real-life, breathing Americans who live in the communities.
Exactly.
It is remarkable that you can have a system where if you wish to write a check to your presidential candidate party or to a lower office holder candidate, that money gets to count. But that's not H.R. 1. H.R. 1 is we're going to make people who didn't write a check actually send money. If I give $100 to a candidate, they can get up to $600 from the federal government. Even if they don't get money from you or I, they still would be eligible for support. And there's a zany idea that a coupon of some sort is going to be mailed out to every single American, and all they have to do is write in the name of any candidate of their choice, and that candidate would get money from the federal government. Not based on whether you support them or not, just because the left believes real human beings won't support the squad's agenda, but that's okay. We'll make every taxpayer in America do it for us.
So we're going to coupon harvest now then, right?
And this idea idea of not being able to stop felons from participating in the election process, regardless of what the local community wants, is included in H.R. 1. This idea that the actual standards for registration, merely because you made the mistake of dying, is no reason for a state to automatically remove you from the ballot rolls. All in all, across the board, this is a revolutionary change, and as I said, its sole purpose is to change who is going to decide our policies and our elected leaders from real breathing adults who live in the communities to the miasma of forces that even in 2020, we are unable to identify. If 66% of Americans showed up to vote, there are still very little real evidence that human beings actually cast those votes.
Now, help me out here. We still regard in this country math as being some part of the science discipline, right?
And
is that racist? Okay. Well, just go with me for just a minute and you can put it on me. Okay, the Mexican got out of hand. He went racist by saying that. Okay, but at least in my understanding, math is still part of the science discipline. And here you got Democrats saying that we need to listen to the science, except when the science doesn't fit their agenda, like, you know, these mathematical numbers that you cited very clearly, they're untenable. They do not make sense. And so we just toss that aside. So I guess it's okay to ignore the science when it's convenient and it fits your agenda, right?
It's convenient to ignore the science, and it's convenient to ignore racism and bigotry. Here's why I say that latter part. Record numbers of minorities supported the Republican ticket all across America. In fact, Donald Trump received a 40-year high among black Americans and maybe even a 75-year high among black males. It is remarkable how the left now wants to divest the ability of black Americans from being able to say, you know what? Just like white America, just like brown America, I've got a family to support. I would like to have a nicer home. I would like to live the American dream. One party is doing every single thing it can to stymie it, and the other party actually has done it for me in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime. H.R. 1 says, you don't know what's good for you. We're going to do it. And it's so convenient. The math.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Horace after this.
IBM.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, I'm glad you could join us as we continue to pursue the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Hey, goodness, I mean, we're talking with the former constitutional law professor, Horace Cooper, a recognized legal commentator. So, look, we've got to make sure that, you know, our hands on the Bible. We're still old school, okay? Hands on the Bible, right hand is raised, and promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but. And so, Horace, I want you to pick up the conversation where we left it off because we had to run into the break here. You know, regarding the convenient faux science that we buy in, you know, from time to time.
Well, yes. So it's what I liked was your juxtaposition of the idea that they are committed to a particular principle. For instance, they're anti-racist or somehow they're pro-science. Only when it serves their agenda. When it's inconvenient, they kick it to the curb. And it's an amazing thing to be a progressive because every day is a brand new day without any worry about what happened yesterday.
Yeah. It's like 51st dates all over again from a political perspective.
Absolutely. We now are looking at an election in which every slippery measure was undertaken to minimize the likelihood that any review of it would ever occur. Meanwhile, based on that whole experience, the left plans to ratify the very troubling actions that occurred. There's a case that the Supreme Court just heard in which the left, the NAACP, the DNC, some of this is redundant, but said that there was a disparity that occurred that they believe requires the Voting Rights Act to be invoked to prevent a commonplace rule, two of them. One is, if you show up on election day to vote, you must vote in your actual precinct. This is a crazy idea. What? You actually have a precinct that you go to. You can't just show up in New York or Florida or Arizona and just cast your vote on Election Day because you're entitled to. No, we've always assumed that you would go to the actual place where you're registered to vote. The left is saying that is racist. That in some way the polling sites keep moving and it's harder for minorities to figure out where the polling site is. Now, this was all but laughed out of court in the Supreme Court because there just is no argument to be made that somehow doing what we've always done, requiring you to show up at your actual polling site if you are serious about voting, that somehow would be unconstitutional. And the other is Arizona said, we're not going to just let anyone handle absentee ballots. We're only going to let your immediate spouse or close relative, like a mother or a child, or a name written in as a designated caregiver, the only people who can handle your absentee ballot. Again, the left says that if you're a minority, you don't have a spouse, you don't have a child, you don't even have a designated person, and the ability to walk to the end of the street in your own front yard and put your ballot in the mailbox is too arduous because you are black. Well, it turns out there's not even enough number of black Americans in Arizona to be able to make any kind of statistical proof of this claim, so they conveniently switched to Native America. This is the NAACP claiming now, I guess, one of its core constituencies are Native Americans.
Yes.
It's very convenient, and what this will do is it will divest real bona fide Americans from being able to have the kind of policies that will reflect their own personal values and preferences.
Without a doubt. And again, going back to, as you say, the statistics, if the statistics were there and they bore out, they could bring that to the court and say, look what's happening. Look at the number, the differential of number, and how this is impacting. There is no clear impact on this. I mean, this is all goes back to what we were saying earlier. It is about the outcome. This is an outcome-based argument.
Absolutely, it's about the outcome. We had this conversation when we were discussing voter ID, and they pretended that to be black in America meant that you didn't have any kind of identification. You weren't interested in ever flying. You couldn't ever get alcohol. You couldn't buy cigarettes. You couldn't do any of the things that a voter ID card allows you to be able to do because of ID. And yet, when people started asking, please show us the evidence that this is real, they started admitting that the most likely person who would have a problem was a white female over 80. Well, wait a second. Okay, you and I can have a conversation about what we should do about that, but that's not racism.
No.
That's not systemic bias and bigotry. And it is the same case in Arizona, and the Supreme Court looks very likely to not allow the left to get away with the claim that the Voting Rights Act overrides basic common sense voter integrity measures.
And as you point out, along with the Project 21 team, is that the racial disparities, I mean, this is what this all goes to, do not prove discrimination.
And that's also true. Here's the thing. It's precisely because there's not a sufficient sample size in Arizona for us to draw any conclusions about what particular impact a policy might have. Black Americans typically major when they go to school in what are called the soft sciences. Now, is that because the colleges all across America, including the historically black colleges, tell black kids you can't be doctors, you can't be engineers? Or is it because people are free to make choices?
Mm-hmm.
You can pick whether or not you want to vote in person, or you can pick whether you want to mail in your ballot. The idea that some people have chosen one route over another gives us none of the information as to whether or not bigotry or bias or discrimination is occurring. We've asked at Project 21, why don't you show who the actual bigot is and explain what the bigot was doing so that we can then agree that bigotry, bias, and racism explain the behavior. Don't tell us we have person A and person A is unhappy with the outcome. That must therefore prove that the entire setup was caused by racism and bigotry. I could no more do that than if I said that my car has a dent in it and I said Bill Martinez must have done it because Bill Martinez can't prove he didn't, and look, my car's actually damaged.
Mm.
No, our legal system requires me to show, when did Bill hit my car? How did Bill hit my car? What was the circumstances of it? If I can't do any of that, under our legal system, I'm lawfully not allowed to continue saying that Bill Martinez hurt, hindered, or harmed my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, discrimination is supposed to be shown as something that some particular entity, organization, or individual did, and that they did it on a particular day, in a particular way, to a particular individual. Systemic, broad, we just look at the end result, is a contravention of our entire civil justice system.
Well, you talk about things being Neanderthal these days, because that was a word the president threw out there. I guess people that do not think with any kind of modicum of intelligence is determined by the left. But to me, it's rather Neanderthal to throw out a race card when it has nothing to do with race, but it's just we're going to blunt the argument. We're going to invalidate you and take you off the debate stage.
Well, yeah, it's a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very effective tool. I have no proof. I have no evidence. I have no argument. I'll just call you a racist, and then when you run from the room, I win.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Is a system that is destined for destruction. It is going to cause chaos. It is going to cause all kinds of mayhem. It's not a constitutional system.
It's dumbing us all down, Horace. That's what disgusts me. I hate things that make us less than. I mean, if anything is systemic, that is systemic, is that we're allowing this to exist. We got about a minute and a half left here, and I want you to address this. You know, talking about, you know, these trends and standards of what's been going on with the voting and how the bloodstream of the whole voting process has been so tainted. How do we know what standard is? How do we know what acceptable is? I mean, I think we can all agree that having over 100% of the people vote, that's extreme. That's an easy one to decide on. But yet it's somehow acceptable. Having 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania vote 100% for Barack Obama, that's curious. But, you know, how do we get to that point to say this is the real standard and number that we should be looking at? If it's 66% of the people voting, how do we discern this?
Well, shame on our courts for not allowing a simple, easy way to bring questions forward and get answers. That's the solution, and that would be useful. I never have asked and don't desire the court to pick who winners of our elections are. I merely ask them to act as an official referee.
Exactly. Yeah, you just want to make sure that you know, the scoring is right for both sides. The rules are there so that we have a fair contest like any other sporting event. That's what we've been raised on, and that's what we count as fair. Horace Cooper, Horace, of course, the recognized legal commentator and former constitutional law professor. Thank you, Horace. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.